I'm Patrick.
This is Will.
And I'm Chris, and we are Guys with Issues. And carrying over from the last one, I'm going to take the gum out of my mouth now.
Nice.
Hey, at least we're consistent, right?
Hey, even putting that trash can in here just for you.
Yeah, now my spit is in your trash.
Oh, okay, it's an odd way of saying that, but sure.
Yep. So, Patrick, do you have immense amounts of banter for
Come on, Bantaman.
Bantaman enters the arena.
Entertain us.
Well, so...
Here he is now, entertain.
Let's see here. Saturday, I helped my mom level out some greenhouses that she's working on, so I moved 2 truckloads of dirt.
Wow. Oh, fun.
Oh, yeah. So much fun.
Mm-hmm. You were just saying you were on the level.
Right.
There you go.
Hey. Bringing it back around.
Just off mic to on mic.
Off mic to on mic. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does anybody else have anything?
I like that you're like, and that
can't
concludes,
just be. Can't just be me. Includes this section. I was
actually, because your mom owns that flower shop.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving to my parents' house the other day, being Saturday. And I got behind someone, and it was one of your mom's vans.
Oh, nice.
Out on delivery.
There you go.
Wow. I assume.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Didn't know we were in the room with a local celebrity.
I know, right?
You're not. It's my parents. They're local celebrities.
You've worked there, okay? Your name's on the van.
Technically. But yeah, I think the shop's doing pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. They're still kicking it, doing stuff.
Slinging flowers. And
yeah, she's rushing to get the stuff out for people to buy to plant.
She's rushing.
Huh? I knew that was... Oh, my gosh. I was like, Patrick said it, so most likely Will is going...
Thanks, Will.
Yep. I was like, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
This time of year is where... I mean, there's quite a few holidays kind of lined up, so she's probably pretty busy consistently.
Right. Yeah, they ripped out everything on 4 of the greenhouses that she has, and they're kind of combining them.
Interesting.
And then they're going to put stuff on top, and you know, because they can't tear them down all the way because, you know, governments don't like things like that.
Yep.
So she's trying to get them all refurbished and leveled, and then she's going to put some tables and stuff in there, so it makes a better shopping experience for everyone.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Cool.
So that's what I'm helping with.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So just changing the layout for customers,
right,
is really what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's done a lot of work to the place. It looks really good.
I would expect nothing less from your mother.
Right, me neither. I swear, if she's not remodeling something, she's doing something wrong, because that's all she does anymore.
That's all is remodel?
Yeah, seems to be.
She's like...
Must be something that happens to women as they get older, because every time I talk to my mom, she's like, yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that.
And that's possible.
Then no, my dad's having to build a new chicken house.
And... I can't say that about my mom. She constantly does that, as of an owner.
Since I've met her.
Day one.
Way back in the day.
That is funny. I love how you put that. Since I've known her. Let me see. How much of my life was that? All of that.
All of it.
All of it. Yeah. She's... Oh, that's great. That is great.
So you went and visited your parents?
I did go and visit my parents.
That's
nice. Yeah.
Did you play Mysterio?
We did not. We played Uno.
Ooh,
nice. Oh, that's an old school. That's like what my family does.
Yeah, but it was Uno Flip, where there was the flip card where the deck is double-sided.
Yeah, I never played that.
The dark side is definitely dark, because instead of being like +2, it's +5.
What?
And, you know, there's the reverse card, where you can, you know, go the other way. There's one that skip everybody and come back to you.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
There's one where you put down a card and the next person has to draw until they hit a color that you say.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fun.
That's, so it makes it, there's a lot. So in some ways, it would make the game take longer, but in other ways, it's got things that kind of would cut it down at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it
so
just depends.
Does it play about the same?
Yeah, it plays about the same.
Interesting.
We were playing and, was it four people? Because we do the stacking, like, you know, if you put down a plus five, you can be like, ah, I've also got a plus five, and the next person's got
yeah,
it ready.
Then
it
they
got
to have 10.
Four
15.
People put down plus fives, and it came to me, and I didn't have one.
Oh, no.
So I had to draw 20 cards.
Wow. That is nuts.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not actually part of the game.
It's modified rules.
Right.
House yeah, rules. There's like, there's different rules to
my
Uno.
My family does that too sometimes.
I know.
Even regular Uno, there's like a alternate set of rules. Like if you play a zero, you have to pass your hand to the left.
Like it says that in the instructions?
Yeah, these are just like
other ways.
Alternate like fun rules where like certain numbers do certain things. And
That's fun.
Wow. That would change it up if the cards did other things.
Yeah.
Have you ever done any of those?
No.
No? Ever do the one that he got nailed with?
Yeah, we've done those.
That one?
Yeah.
That one's, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Me too.
Kind of voids your own punishment, passes it along.
Yep.
Anytime you can do that.
Right.
Anytime you can avoid your own crushing reprimand and giving, like, by passing it along to the next person. That's my whole leadership model.
Oh, yeah. No.
Just shirk responsibility and pass the buck down to the next guy, right? Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to work up. So
right, right.
Then it's always downhill.
It's always downhill. There you go. Hilarious.
That's why I'm in charge of leadership training at my workplace. They're like, that's a successful model, Christopher. Or not.
Or not.
Or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey, I also...
Shift your mic down a little. There you go. I think that might be better.
How's that?
Better.
I did lean in a little bit. How about now?
Still better.
Okay, that's good.
It was a little high. It might still be. It's okay. Anyway.
Anyway.
What were you saying?
I also bought on PlayStation a game that I've looked at several times called Outward.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's sandbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like... It's kind of like Ark Survival and Oblivion.
Sure.
Kind of mixed together.
Have you played that? I feel like that would be a game that you would own.
Actually, I was going to ask him.
I don't remember.
I bet it's in your Steam library.
I haven't shrouded. I can check.
So anyway, Will, what were you going to say about it?
It's really fun.
I've heard it's tough.
It is tough, but Brian and I were playing it. My sister.
I've heard it's really good with multiplayer.
And it was a lot of fun. We were having quite a laugh with it.
Were you guys harassing each other?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Always.
That's the best way to do it with each other.
Just like rush around trying to steal stuff before. But like one of the enemy types, I don't know why, they're called troglodytes.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was the funniest word.
I used to use that as an insult in high school.
That's exactly what I'm like, doesn't that mean like moron? And so we have to go to this cave full of them and kind of like clear them out. Like, okay, we got to go kill a bunch of morons. And
shut out word, right?
It doesn't mean moron. It means... Well, yes, Outward.
Yeah, I've got that.
I 100% expected you to have this game. Because it's gone on sale enough times for a low enough prices that being a fantasy craft survival kind of game, I was like, Patrick's got this.
I've played 29 minutes.
Wow, so virtually none.
Virtually none.
That's more than some of his game library.
It's more than most of my game library.
He fired it up once.
And then walked away and then made dinner, came back, and is like, I'm not going to play this. And
yeah, pretty much.
Did you buy Kingdom Come Deliverance
for $4, on yes.
Steam?
No.
Or on PlayStation?
Well, I had it on Steam.
Oh, so you picked it up on PlayStation?
I picked it up on PlayStation.
I did see that. I was going to say it's on sale on PlayStation as well.
But I only had it on Steam as the base game.
Where the $4 got you
the whole kit
the
and caboodle. Yeah. Right. Mm.
Do you have that game, Will?
I might.
I play a little bit. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. I considered it.
Mm-hmm.
But so good purchase.
It was a good purchase. Yeah.
Was it one of those like it was on sale, so you picked it up?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. And I've always looked at it, but it was $8 on PlayStation.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
And I'm like, it was a very good you know, yeah, really good find, especially because it's that definitive edition. So I got like all the
right.
Look at you guys buying.
I have that too.
Full editions of games for cheap.
Yeah, most games aren't worth buying at full price anymore. So.
Ain't that the truth?
And I dug out my PlayStation 3 this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Going retro.
Wow. The fact that PlayStation 3 can be called retro now.
I kind of hate you all.
Makes me feel a little bit aged. Not ancient. Aged.
Right, right.
Okay. But I didn't set it up yet.
Well, what about you, Chris? Do anything fun?
Did I do anything fun?
Did you do anything?
I feel like I had something to talk about, and I'm forgetting about it. What did I do?
Well, he is aged now.
He is aged.
Did I talk about? I don't remember if I talked about this last week. Did I talk about taking my kids on the train track to go on walks?
I don't think so.
So we have train tracks that go behind our house, and we live on a dead-end street, so my daughter and I sometimes will take walks, and we kind of did this loop, and I looped around, and I took my kids on the tracks, and they thought that was, like, the coolest thing, like, to walk on the railroad tracks. At first, they were like, I'm like, it's fine. You can't do it without me.
Right.
Because neither of them pay enough attention.
Oh, yeah.
They would never.
Definitely.
They'd be like, why is it so loud all of a sudden? But now they regularly ask me, hey, Dad, can we go on a train track walk? Want to go for a walk and walk the train tracks. We've done a few loops of it at a time.
I don't know if that's illegal or not.
You know, I think that every time I walk on them, but the fire department can see me do it from where they're at.
Right.
And they've never said anything to me, and I've done it multiple times.
Well, there you go.
And so I figured they might go, hey, you might not want to do that. I don't care. Really.
If the fire department says it's okay, it's definitely they're the ones
that would have to rescue us.
There wouldn't be anything to rescue.
Yeah, I know.
No.
But, yeah, I don't know. It probably isn't legal, but, you know, people do it.
Yeah, I know.
And I find it fun.
I was just curious. It was more of a, I wonder, than a, hey, you should stop doing that.
I have that thought every time we do it. If this will be the time that like a police officer stops and goes, hey, you can't walk on those train tracks.
I mean, technically, it could at the very least be considered trespassing.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But that's okay. It whatever.
Trespassing? What did I say?
Trespassing.
All right, cool.
That's the word that came out of your mouth.
Wait, I don't know if I mispronounced it, though. It's fine. Maybe, doesn't matter. Maybe nobody cares.
Maybe in your own ears?
Maybe.
Yeah. You never know what's in your own ears.
I mean. True.
True.
So I also, on Sunday.
I knew there was more coming. I knew he was giving us a chance.
I was giving you guys a chance. On Sunday, I went to my sister and brother-in-law's house.
Oh, that's right. You had board game day.
I played some board games.
Ones on the table?
Yes. Well, we didn't play Holotype.
That's a shame.
We played Mysterium. We played some Battlesheep. We played some Love Letter. And we played some Point Salad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you win them all?
No.
I just won. Oh, it wasn't his first time playing any of them, though.
Okay.
I don't think I won any of them.
Were you the ghost in Mysterium?
I was. We did win that one, so yeah.
You enjoy playing as the ghost.
I like it better than not being the ghost, yes.
Because when you're not the ghost, are you thinking, why would you give us that clue?
Pretty
much. Is
that
what you've done it enough that you're like, stop, no, this is wrong.
I think all your years of being a DM in Dungeons & Dragons has skewed your perspective on that.
Maybe.
Because basically that's what you were doing when you're the ghost.
Basically.
You're just like the DM.
You say that because it's got a screen.
Well, then it's like you're the one that's trying to give the clues and like lead everybody else.
And you're the only one who actually knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pat likes to know what's going on.
I do. That is one of the things I enjoy.
Yeah. You've mentioned before you don't necessarily like trying to solve a mystery or something.
Right. But like, I like creating like you like to be around. Mystery.
Yeah. That's cool. So that's why you play the ghost.
I did that for one of my a session of one of my games. I was like, okay, so this is what happened. And then I went backwards. I figured out how to do it.
That's the proper way to do a mystery.
And the players loved it.
Of course they did.
They thought it was the best thing ever.
Yeah, because you put work into it.
Yeah,
it was great. You made a mystery.
It was a lot of fun.
Everybody likes a good mystery.
It wasn't even a big mystery, but it was fun.
Yeah, there's even that, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a mystery board game where they send you clues every month. And it's like a new chapter or something.
Hunter Killer or whatever it's called. Hunt a Killer. Something like that. Yeah.
You never heard of that?
No.
Yeah, it's like a monthly subscription mystery board game box.
Well, I know this might shock you, but I haven't heard of every board game out there.
I do not believe you.
Just like it'll shock people to know that I don't own every game out there.
That doesn't shock me,
because
Christoph owns all the games that you need.
He owns all the board games, but
you own almost all the video games.
That's not true.
All the ones worth playing.
Okay, that might be true.
Yeah.
You're like, dang it.
Even a lot that aren't.
you're like, but they were cheap, so I... Gosh. That's funny. Did you do anything else? But you had a fun board game day.
I had a fun board game day.
Yep. Yeah?
That was a lot of fun.
Good.
Had some noodle company for lunch.
Did they provide snacks like they did for our board game day? They give good snacks.
No snacks.
Wow. And they're excellent at snack provision.
They are. They really were excellent at snack provision. Mm-hmm.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So that was my weekend.
Nice.
I don't believe I did anything Friday.
No?
Did I do anything? No.
Cool.
I probably did, but I don't remember.
That's true. I mean, you pretty much have something all the time. It's just...
Yes, I know.
So, Will.
Yeah, Will.
Do you have...
Before we move on, we had some emails come in.
That's what I was going to say. That is moving on. That's what I was going to say.
Nope.
We have some emails going.
Yes. So the first one's from Heather.
I read this.
And she's calling out Pat. She's correcting him in something that you said last time.
She's definitely
This blew my mind.
Entitled.
Legitimately.
Yerba mate.
Yeah.
And she says, I am back from Mexico and would like to state that Patrick has 100% had yerba mate in the past. Mom and dad really got into drinking it in the early to mid 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Dad was giving it to all of us and telling us it was totally nutritionally complete and healthy for us, which mm-hmm. I think is just a parental thing to get you to drink something. That's,
maybe.
You know, you could live on this stuff. Quote.
That sounded just like your dad.
My dad or his dad?
Your dad.
You've talked to my dad?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you not remember this?
I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
Especially yerba mate.
Two different occasions.
That's fun.
Yeah. It is not Heather approved. I thought it tasted like grass and made my stomach upset. Adios, Heather.
Okay, so 1 second, I'll be right back.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, he's got to go get a special thing. So go ahead, go to the next email while he's gone, because he's read them. It's a Christoph email, right?
You want me to read the one from...
Yeah. That's right. That's chronological.
Yeah,
we have somebody who's only ever emailed one other time, I think.
Yep. This is Lorena.
Yeah, you hear us talk about her quite often.
Yeah, she's a fan of the show, I hear.
I think she's about to tell you that she is.
Yeah, maybe she is.
Oh my gosh.
He has
yerba mate in his hands and a gourd.
And the gourd. I told you.
That's what
And the weird straw things.
What? That is weird. So is it... So the straws have a filter on the end so that you don't suck up the googly bits.
Right. So that was what my dad was texting me about.
Your dad said you had to come get this.
I had to come get that for the podcast to show you guys. And he wanted to make sure it was 100% on in the podcast.
Dude. Yes. He's got it like legitimately.
Yep.
Here, let me smell the stuff. Let me smell it. And it does, look at that. It says everything you need right here. This is made in Oregon. Not in Oregon's Oregon.
Right. You never know. You're drinking out of a gourd, so.
Oh, it smells like animal feed. It reminds me of. Dude.
So, yeah, if you guys want, you can try some after the pod.
Are you going to make it for us?
We can. I have a kettle.
You do?
Yeah, it does kind of smell like those pellets you give rabbits.
Those are also complete in nutrition.
Right.
That's what I... Oh,
but man. Very earthy, very, very natural
smell.
There
smelling,
you go.
That's...
Herba Mate.
That is too funny. So does he... Unsmoked. They make smoked Herba Mate?
I guess they do.
So he had this on hand because he still drinks it?
I guess.
So he's been drinking this for like 30 years now?
Sure.
Wow.
That is commitment.
That he really believes
it. He doesn't drink it often.
But the fact he had it on hand means that if he was drinking it in the 90s, at least he stuck with it.
Right.
Wow. That blows my mind. So Lorena emailed us.
Lorena emailed us.
Amazing.
She also, said, thanks, Pat's dad.
Yeah.
I don't know your dad's name.
Daniel. Just Daniel. Call him Dan.
Dan the man.
Dan the man.
Nice. Thank you, Dan.
Yes. Anyway, Lorena says, hello, guys with issues. Just wanted to let you know that I'm super happy that you're still going. I enjoy listening to you guys a lot, but I do have one complaint. And I know you're doing this for another one of your listeners, but this listener thinks that your episodes have been kind of short for my liking. I really enjoy your banter sometimes, even more than the actual comic reviews, depending on the comic. So please make your episodes longer. I need to be entertained for more than 40 minutes on my Wednesday mornings. Also, I have seen the videos of the yerba mate that Will talked about last week. I agree that it looks super interesting. I want to hear about it. If he ever tries it, I look forward for next week's longer episode. Ha 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 ha. Your faithful listener, Lorena.
Now, she did send that before last week's episode, which was longer.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Wish fulfilled.
Wish fulfilled.
Yep. She got a normal length episode. This is probably going to... I don't even know what this is going to land at this point.
Who knows?
I don't know.
We'll just shoot and see.
Shoot and see.
Yep.
Shoot and see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
anyway,
thank you for your emails. Save that one for the next.
Okay.
We're going to save one for next issue.
Save one for next.
Yeah. That way we have an extra. But thank you both, Heather and Lorena, for emailing. We always appreciate getting emails.
Yep.
Especially when they're about yerba mate.
A new segment of the show.
Guys with Issues tries a new type of yerba mate each week.
Next week, we have to get the smoked.
Yeah, we'll compare them. No, what? And, you know, what happens if we drink it and we end up in the bathroom? We're like, don't drink it before the podcast. They're like, how did that go? Well, we had to pause. You never know.
You never know.
Heather said that was the problem, right?
She says it hurt her stomach.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen.
That could mean many a thing.
If you get stomach cramps, there's usually a negative outcome of that. Just saying.
Depends on the person.
Okay,
what comes out?
I was talking about my children, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, synopsis Will, or as we like to call him, Roomba Will.
Roomba Will.
Roomba Will.
Suck up our attention with your synopsis.
Trying to keep the volume down. Yes. Okay. It's sorry.
He made a face like...
I had to read it for a second to make sure
it was... The fact that you wrote it and the face you made, I was like, I don't know what's...
What is happening? Like,
who wrote this?
No, I was making sure it was, you know, the correct one.
Yeah, good.
Kyle Rayner's powers have evolved to become more than just a Green Lantern. When a spark of the central power battery and the Star Heart fuses within him, he gains incredible power and takes on the name Ion. Kyle tries to find himself again after gaining his new powers at an artist's retreat. However, he begins experiencing strange headaches and blackouts. Elsewhere in the universe, a squad of lanterns discover a fleet of rescue ships that have been destroyed. Among the remains of the ships, they find Kyle, who attacks them in apparent madness and runs away. Kilowog intends to go after him, however, the Guardians forbid any lantern from providing him aid, so naturally he calls Hal Jordan, who defies them and hunts him down anyway.
Naturally.
By following a trail of destruction. Has Kyle been driven mad by his new powers, or is some other sinister force at work? And what do the Guardians have in store for Kyle? Find out today on Guys with Issues.
With the issues.
Whatever it is, it's probably not good.
So.
Weird little Smurfs.
Darn Smurfs.
Right before we jump into, what was your favorite part? I have a question. How long was it into the six issues before you thought, that's not actually Kyle?
Oh. When it was revealed, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, you did say that. You never think. You say, yeah, you've said before on this that you tend to not think ahead. You just take it as it comes.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I was kind of suspicious because the timeline was weird. So yeah. I'm like, either there's going to be some weird like time loopy thing, because it's like, oh, he's on Mogo, but then he's also over here doing this. He's on Earth, but then he says he keeps blacking out. So I'm like, is this like him blacking out, or
right? Is it him blacking out and then going and doing things and then coming back to Earth and
yeah,
waking back up?
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what they made you think.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was the way that I feel like that's what they were trying to paint the picture of, is like every time he blacked out, he was like Psycho Ion.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I think they did
Scion.
Good. They did a good job making you think that. Like, yeah. I don't think there was anything in there that was like, it's kind of a loophole or not necessarily a loophole, but like a plot hole.
Yeah.
Until the very end where Hal scans him.
Yeah, it was a black hole.
Hal uses his ring to scan him, and this ring's like, I do not detect Kyle Rayner. However, there's this guy.
Right.
Are you talking about this other dude who...
Alex Nero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nero. That's the second comic in like a month I've read with a villain named Nero.
That's fun.
Yeah. Different characters.
Sure.
As far as I know, should probably double check that, but I'm 99% sure. But so Patrick.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
So when they were talking about when the Smurfs said no, nobody's gonna interfere. And then Kilowog's like makes his phone call to
Hal
and does the thing, and
like secretly he's like off in the shadows, like
right,
yeah, he's in the corner like whispering to his ring, like,
yeah, he's like,
hey Hal,
yeah. And then Salak is like, hey, and he talks to him for a little bit, and he's like, I would have done it if you hadn't.
I know, he's yeah. Like, you got anything you want to tell me? And you think that he's kind of like, I know what you did,
right,
but then he's like, I would have done it if you didn't.
Yeah, that one. That was
that was a good moment. That was one of my favorites. I had that written down as one of my favorites.
You know what's funny is I did too.
As your favorite or one of your favorites?
As one of the things. Right. That was
It was a good moment.
I really like that because it kind of shows how Salak is not necessarily just like a robot that serves them. He does have feelings and, you know,
likes vacations. Yeah, he knew something bad was happening.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
What about you, Will?
What about you, Will?
Did
what
you
about
have a favorite
me?
Scene?
I really like the fight between Hal, Kyle, and Alex Nero.
Because
they had a lot of... I think it's one of the first times you see just how like in-depth some of their constructs can be. I think from what I remember of it up until now, they've been very kind of simple and dry. But this one, they've kind of taken it and made very, you know, complicated things.
Like, right.
He kept making the crazy statues and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciated that it wasn't just like, hey, we're shooting blasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
They actually everything like you're saying, they actually made things with their power. That's true.
Yeah.
That's cool. So mine is cool. I like the time where Kilowog is talking and he's like, wouldn't be the first time a lantern snapped when he got a bunch of power.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so referring back to Hal, and he's just like, well, this is the second time we've had a really powerful dude. might be a problem. But the other one, I would say this is up there with that. I wasn't sure if this would be my favorite, but I like it when Hal looks at him and he's like, stop it or I'll stop it for you.
And oh,
then,
yeah.
Then when they start having it out, he's like, don't you know I have more power than you? And he's like, it's not about power. It's about willpower. Yeah. And Hal's like,
right,
the williest.
Right. I thought of Will when you said that.
We just think of Will so much right now in this.
Right. Because of all the willpower.
Willpower Roomba. Roomba willpower.
I was going to bring it back around to the Roomba thing. Thank you.
Did you have any other scenes?
I really liked the whole sequence with Kyle on Mogo.
I wrote that down too.
Figuring out all this stuff.
The therapy sequence. With all of his dead girlfriends.
And one that's dead and then not dead anymore.
Yeah. Kyle's dead girlfriends.
That's what that chapter should have been called.
Yeah. And his, if he ever makes a band. Kyle's dead girlfriends.
Sure.
He'd be the producer. It'd be all girl. Band.
It would have to be.
Yeah, you don't date Kyle.
I think it's only like 2.5 that are dead.
No, I promise you.
One of them died and came back. He's like, three of my girlfriends died, but one of them got better.
Yeah, Donna Troy, the one that he... Well, never mind.
Right.
Later on, guys. that's it. And she died, I think, quite a bit before. I'm pretty sure she was dead for a while.
Sure.
But anyway. Anyway. What about you? You have any other ones you wanted to talk about? Mm-hmm. Any others that popped out?
Nope. None of that. I mean, the whole thing was really good, so.
Yeah, you enjoyed that? Do I have any others? I think we touched on all of them. Cool.
Wonderful.
Did you have a favorite character?
Well, you're going to ask if I have any more?
Favorite character?
I see how it is.
You have more?
I don't.
Oh. I was like, oh. We covered but like
I do,
all.
So I have a question.
Do you have another part you want to bring up?
Do you have any Professor Chris... On Ion itself, because I just don't know who Ion is.
I was going to actually ask about the Star Heart. That was the only part of that didn't make sense.
The Star Heart thing, I don't know that much on, but it the whole thing of it coming from Jade, and that's like where her powers were derived from. So Alan Scott, Jade's dad, who's the original Green Lantern from the Justice Society of America kind of thing, his power, as they talked about in Rebirth, doesn't come from Oa. It's magic. His stuff is magic. So's the Star Heart. And they're tied in, I believe, to the same kind of energy. Mm-hmm. So it's like the magic separate Green Lantern energy. So the power of Ion is literally like... I'm trying to think of how... to describe it without spoiling things that are shown later.
Magical will?
That's who we have in the chair.
Right.
Ion itself, I would just say consider it in the same way that Parallax is like an avatar for fear. I would say consider the power of Ion to be kind of like an avatar for willpower.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so the power he took on that's that spark from the battery is more of that idea that it's like it's a power like that.
Okay.
So
cool.
Yeah. That's probably the easiest way to put that. But I don't know a lot about the Star Heart and some of this stuff with them like making him. It's whatever. I just read it as comic book stuff sometimes.
Right.
It's like that's just because it's comic books is what it is sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's kind of what the Ion power is.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And before we continue, I did want to shout out my niece.
Oh.
She sent me a text
Which knee?
Message.
Your nice your oh niece. Your niece, not your niece.
Not my knees.
Oh.
She sent me a text message telling me a world with three Uncle Pats in it would be pretty great.
When we were all Patrick. Yeah. Yeah. She likes that idea.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, what a nice girl.
Right.
I met her.
Yeah, you did. Just I like remember that.
No. Oh, yeah. So, do you have a favorite character?
I'm just going to say Kilowog because he's awesome.
I know he's not into that much, but he's a scene stealer.
He is.
Pretty much.
Scene stealer.
He is.
Yep.
Easily. What about you?
I'm going to go with Hal Jordan.
You're going to say Hal, huh?
Hal Jordan.
Wow.
He's just a
stand-up
guy.
It really is a hell of a pick for you.
Did you have a reason, though? Was there something just enjoyed?
You know, he thought that somebody was going to go down the same path he did, and he was not going to let anything else stop him, like Guardians or whatever. Left his sector, you know, says he went through like four systems or something.
Yeah, I mean, he was tracking his path of rampage.
Yeah, tracking his path of destruction and rampage. And, you know, was really looking out for Kyle. He didn't just leave him out in the wind.
Yeah, that's good.
Of space.
Yeah, I was...
The solar wind
mm-hmm.
of space.
Yes. Because what other wind would you talk about in space? Cosmic wind.
The cosmic wind of space.
So, which is what Kyle's new uniform is made out of.
Cosmic wind.
That's why it looks the way it does.
His new suit does look cool.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, the ion suit, mm-hmm. it does. The stylistic battery, like the power, lantern look, it's pretty neat. He's got the power inside. It's been inside of him.
Yeah.
It's like a stylistic battery with a crystal ball on top.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one thing we didn't point this out, but in Kyle becoming Ion, he no longer needs a ring to draw on power. Yeah. He just has power. Yeah. It is inside of him.
He
is a battery.
To it.
He himself is a conduit and a battery.
So, okay. So the lanterns...
You think the people could charge off of him? Think they could just like oath on him?
Maybe. Everybody
oath all over him.
Points their rings at him. All right.
Wow.
Just saying.
You say that. That's a good question. Actually,
I am not correlating those two. Stop that. Nope. No.
But you, the look you gave me after what I said, and then you're gonna pull that out.
Who was saying what? Continue. What were you saying?
I don't remember. I was going to say, are the lanterns themselves batteries?
No. You mean like the green lanterns themselves?
The lanterns that they charge their rings off of.
They're called power batteries.
They are batteries.
That's what they're called.
Okay, so
power battery. And then the big one is called the central power battery.
So does Kyle have to go back to the central power battery to recharge?
I don't think so. I think he draws directly on it like the batteries.
Oh, so they don't have to go back.
The batteries?
Right.
I don't know. Didn't we talk about this once?
I know. I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
I don't.
Just so it makes sense.
I don't think they've ever, to my knowledge, I mean, I don't know. We saw that Salak has to like trade them out when they get blown up.
Right.
And so.
And they're very expensive.
And so maybe you have to like, maybe you swap them out every so. No, I know you don't because some of them look different.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Sweet. As soon as we figure it out, listener. You'll be the first one.
But we know they can charge on their individual batteries, and we know that they can charge on the big battery.
Right. So I'm just going to assume they can charge off of Kyle now.
Because he technically would just be a battery.
Right.
But like he's not all power battery. He's part Starheart.
Maybe they'd get special powers.
Yeah. maybe they would get magical rings. The rings of power.
He's not AC. He's DC.
Oh, that could be.
Get it?
Nice.
Wow.
I like that. That was good.
They're like, it doesn't work. Change your current, Kyle.
change your current.
Oh. Anyway, did I say who my favorite character was?
Not yet.
I'll say Hal. Hal was good in this, too. Yeah. I liked his support role.
I mean, not as good as Kilowog, but maybe okay.
But who did Kilowog go to when he was in trouble? Or when Kyle was in... Because Kilowog didn't disobey the Guardians, did he?
No.
He knew better.
He knew better. That's why he's a better
character. How wasn't at OWA?
I know he wasn't.
So technically he could be like, nobody told me.
Right.
They didn't broadcast it. Just on the planet.
Just on the planet.
Did you have a least favorite part?
I don't know. Let me look at my notes. It doesn't look like I did.
Nice.
Oh, wait. No, I don't like the Smurfs. Probably because they were trying not to make, or trying to make nobody interfere. Man, that was a horrible sentence. Whatever. Everybody knows what I'm saying.
Hard stuff.
I didn't want anybody to interfere with Kyle. Hmm. And I was like, well, that's just rude. Darn Smurfs.
Darn Smurfs.
I feel like you could clip that, be like, oh man, that was a horrible sentence, and just like put that in places.
Every time that we say one.
Yeah, every time we just like wow. Garble out some nonsense.
Wait, isn't that this podcast?
Yeah.
Garble out some nonsense. Mm-hmm. That was our second working title.
Wow.
It was a close tie.
It was.
Sure.
Guys with issues are garbled nonsense.
We thought the first one would track better on social media.
Yeah, if only we would have known somebody had it before us, then we would have gone with garbled nonsense.
I know.
So.
But yeah, okay. It was the Smurfs thing.
Their attitudes.
Being, yeah, it's...
I feel like I don't have to ask who your least favorite character was then.
I don't know, was Guy in it?
Stop that. Stop. Did you have a least favorite part, Will?
I did.
What was your least favorite
part? It's not like a hard least favorite, but like for the sake of the structure, I chose one, and it was when Kyle was on Mogo.
Yeah.
I feel like they could have done more when he was like at the retreat for that.
The artist retreat.
The head guy there, the guy that owns it.
Right.
Definitely seemed like he was like a... counselor type person. Like he knew a lot about artists and how they think and feel, so I think they could have gone down that avenue instead, but then they're like, oh, we're just gonna use Mogo. And when he's on there, he was basically just like making out with all his dead girlfriends and then getting choke slammed by Major Force.
Sounds like a good time to me.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
so you didn't like the Mogo?
I mean, it wasn't bad.
But like, you think they could have done it differently?
They could have done a little bit differently.
They could have utilized the Earth side stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. I can totally see that. I'm not sure I had a least favorite part. I thought his interactions with the mute girl at the retreat were kind of dopey.
They were a little
like
dopey.
I was like, really? And then he's like, well, she should probably not. He's like trying to mack on her and be like, but you don't want to be around me because you'll just die.
Right.
It's like, and it's like, well, stop talking to her then. She can't talk back to you anyway.
Can't or won't?
I don't know. I'm not sure she ever shows up again.
I'm going to say won't.
Yeah.
I did like that nice little picture she left him.
Yeah, like it showed that she didn't have like anything against him, really. Right. She was, you know.
Right.
But yeah, just those initial interactions with her, it was just like, he's just like, who's that hot girl who's also here to get her head on straight?
Right.
It's like, dude, you're at an artist retreat to work on your art and get your stuff together. She's probably there for the same stuff. Leave, like, just give her space, Kyle. Not space Kyle, that's Ion.
Right. Give her Ion.
He does later. No.
Spoilers.
Anyway, oh, was this the section we didn't talk about the Thanagarian bounty hunter at all? Hawk lady.
Oh, the hawk lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Totally. That was kind of a fun, like, yeah. Little Kyle's at his art retreat and trying to chill and gets jumped by an intergalactic bounty hunter, basically, that he's fought before, right? Didn't he say that?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
No. Oh, the main bad guy he had fought before.
Yeah.
Nero. Alex.
Right.
Nero.
Alex Nero.
But no, I thought that was kind of, he just kind of whoops this bounty hunter and was like, thanks,
right.
Bye.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because it like, what was it, like at the end, he saves the mute chick?
That's later, isn't it? Isn't that in the second half?
I don't remember.
Stop it. I'm pretty sure that's later.
Next time.
Next time, guys.
Guys with issues.
This is why we don't read whole arcs.
Yeah.
So, but we had to record two today. I'm just going to spoil it. We're being meta. Spoiler. Dang it. That's I wasn't going to be meta. I was going to let it slide.
No, it is in this one.
In the first six?
Yeah.
Which issue?
Six.
Oh, right at the edge.
Right at the end.
Dang it.
At the edge of glory. But yeah, he...
So yeah, go ahead and talk about it then.
He whatever. Like throws her back on her ship and then uses his...
he like slingshots her way.
Construct thing right. to make a kid with a slingshot and pulls her ship back and launches it into space. And I just thought that was kind of amusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't mention that.
I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
Because it's at that edge where I didn't know if it was in that second half or in the first half. And I'm like... You start talking about it. I'm like, no, that was definitely first half because
she wasn't in the second half.
Second half.
That's a good point. I didn't read. Well, anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, her character, she made my background. She and Kyle in their dive.
Oh, nice.
When they were fighting. I thought that was kind of a cool panel.
Oh, he just completely disassembles her wings and everything.
Dude, just like... And now you're totally helpless and unthreatening.
Right. He's just like, I'll leave you on Earth. Take off.
Yeah, you can. Did you have a least favorite character?
The Smurfs. Didn't we just talk about that?
I said I know who your least favorite character will be, and you made a Guy Gardner joke, and I moved on.
I did.
Because we weren't technically there yet. What about you? We know why he didn't like them.
Right. Yeah. Because they're big old blue-headed jerks.
Yeah.
I didn't really have one. I guess we could just say the Smurfs because, you know.
Yeah.
They're...
Get on the Smurfs bandwagon.
Yeah. But I didn't really have one that stood out as being bad. Like, even the bad guys were well written and, you know, I didn't really have any complaints.
No. I want to say the Smurfs just because I always do.
Right. Yeah. Go for it.
But there was something about Nero, some of his writing. Some of it I thought was really good, but some of it I was like, I don't know. I just... Maybe it was his vibe.
Schizophrenic paranoia?
Yeah, maybe it was just that. I don't know. But anyway, it's hard to say. There were, like you said, nobody was like written poorly. Nothing felt like it wasn't done well. So anyway.
Anyway.
So out of five lanterns, attacked lanterns... What are you going to give it?
I'll give it a four.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd also give it a four.
Yeah.
Me too. Sweet. I thought it was a four.
Fours across the boards.
Fours boards. It wasn't, it's broken our, you know, we had a break in our consistency, now we're back on.
Yeah.
So.
We're on the same page.
The next issue of Guys with Issues is going to have part two of Ion, issues 7-12.
Yes.
Spoilers, since, you know, we already said that we have to do it that way.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I don't think the listeners will mind.
You don't think so?
No.
Speaking of one listener, I know that one mentioned that they were pirating off of somebody.
Yes.
To be able to potentially read along.
Right.
But our other emailer today, Lorena, is also, I sent her the link to our read list because she wanted to read along for Green Lantern.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
So job, hopefully Lorena. We get to hear kind of her thoughts on it.
Hopefully.
We would love that. And Lorena, we know that you don't love writing in. That's something that you've said, you know, you have mixed feelings about. But if you are reading along, and same thing to you, Christoph, we know a few of you have said you are going to read along. Email in some of your thoughts on the story arcs. That's what the book club is for.
Yeah.
We want to hear tell us your favorite scene or your favorite characters. We'd love to hear that.
That would be great.
At longbox@guyswithissues.com.
Yeah.
So, anybody have anything else?
I'm Patrick.
This is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we are Guys with Issues. And willpower.
Sort of.
Roomba willpower.
I almost said that.
You can catch Guys with Issues anywhere you can find your favorite podcasts.
Or check out our website at guyswithissues.com, where you can listen, find reading lists to follow along, and get to know us better.
Send us emails to longbots@guyswithissues.com and tell us your thoughts or send us suggestions on what we should read next. We would love to hear from our listeners.
Did you listen?
No.
Me either.
I haven't had a chance to.
So, welcome to the club.
So, hold on.
You were saying you had plenty of chances to catch up.
Yeah. Mustard.
Mustard.
I haven't had a good mouthful of mustard in a while.
That's what she said.
Oh.
I don't know any she's that would say that. I don't know anybody that likes mustard the way I do. That might be the person that my wife would be endangered by if they loved mustard like me, and just we could sit there squeezing mustard all night.
And I'm done.